大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Oh, hey guys, this is Adam.
Oh, 你感冒了吗
？Oh, I got everything.
Do you have the flu?
Oh, I got the flu. I got a cold.
但是英语里面感冒讲 flu 会让别人吓一跳哦。
That's right. That's right.
那现在年底嘛，冬天很多朋友都感冒了，那我们就说说英语里面感冒到底要怎么表达。好，那首先最常用的两个词就是我们刚才说过的
The flu and a cold、
不仅名词不一样，前面加的那个词也不一样，一个是 the， 一个是 a， 是吗？
That's right. Well, you can say I caught the cold or I caught a cold, but flu is only ever the.
其实我记得以前学英语第一个学到感冒的词是这个 flu F-L-U、后来到了国外人家都说哦、is it serious? 你不要来上班了你应该去医院我想、不就是一个小感冒吗、So what is a flu and what's the difference between 一个 flu 和一个 cold?
I think the biggest difference is the temperature of your forehead、
flu 会发烧是吗、而且 flu 就是流感就比较严重的。
Yes, that's right. So it's very contagious.
Contagious 的意思是
very easy to catch.
就传染性很强啊。所以传染病我们也可以叫他们是
contagious diseases.
好的。
Oh, sounds so serious.
是是是。所以我觉得 flu 和 cold 还有一个区别就是 the level of seriousness 有一点不一样。
Yeah, a cold is just you sneeze.Maybe your throat hurts.
而且 cold 这个词它不是有一个意思就是很冷吗、然后所以外国人觉得着凉了冷了以后很容易感冒是吧
Yeah, but the worst is the summer cold.
对有些人夏天也会热感冒。
Because of course it has nothing to do with coldness outside, but it's just the word is the same. So in our minds, we think, oh, winter, cold.
那如果我要说哎呀我感冒了最常用的有哪些说法呢
Probably just say, I have a cold, or I got the cold.
Okay, 所以用 have 或者 I got 都可以。
Right, or I said before, caught as well. So you can catch a cold or caught a cold is the past tense.
对,我们就来看看这些相应搭配的动词啊。那首先呢,如果你真的是严重的流感,然后跟老板要请假哟,实在不能来上班。第一,我人很难受,对吧? I'm feeling terrible. 还有呢 ,I don't want to...Pass it to anyone else.
Right, exactly.
不想传染给别人。
Right, so you can say, I don't want to pass it, or I don't want to give it, or just, I don't want anyone else to catch it.
对。所以刚刚说到的这几个搭配的动词啊 ,have 很容易理解嘛。然后 got, have 我们用就是动词原形然后 got 和 caught 我们都要用过去式。
That's right.
因为
Well, it happened before.
对,因为说的 got 和 caught 都是,哎呀,我被感染到了,我被传染到了,对不对?
Sure, sure. And of course, don't forget, guys, that got also just means have, and it doesn't always refer to any kind of tense. Like, he's got a lot of money.
Okay. 好,那 got 和 caught 都能搭配 flu 或者 cold 吗?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Any sort of...non-serious disease you can use for that. Like, I have a headache, I got a headache, I have back pain.
好,那还有一个短语说法啊,就是讲到生病常常用的。
Right, so I came down with something.
Came down,这意思就是 caught.
Right, yeah, don't worry about too much. And no, you can't say I came up with something.
不行,不可以说 came up. Came down, 其实我觉得也挺形象的。你生病了,然后你就要躺着,你就要倒下。
Right, 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 right. Now, just keep in mind, guys, I was talking about pain before. We don't usually say I came down with pain. It's mostly...a disease or a sickness.
好的，那既然感冒了，我们就要吃药。说到吃药，我觉得最重要的一件事情是那个动词。
Right, we do not say eat medicine, even though, of course, that's what we're doing. We're putting it into our mouths, maybe chewing.
但不是食物的那种 eat, 对吗?
Right, right. So we just use the word take.
So to take medicine.
Mm-hmm. So if I have a cold, there will always be some, you know, auntie around or someone asking me, did you take any medicine?
好，那具体说这个感冒药，我们可以叫它 cold medicine 吗？
Yeah, cold medicine. Oftentimes they actually do call it cold and flu.Like they put them together in the brand name.
Okay, cold and flu medicine. 好，那 medicine 就是药啊。诶，讲到这个感冒药啊，像泰诺，对吧？中国我们很多人也会吃泰诺，然后在北美这是个大品牌。泰诺的英语是
Tylenol.
Tylenol. 所以讲到很多时候吃药，我们都不用 medicine 这个词，我就直接说 Oh, I need to take some Tylenol.
Right. Even if it's not the brand, right? It's one of those words that we use to just mean.Medicine.
Oh, so now 很多感冒药，你说 Tylenol， 人家就说是感冒药。
Well, we have a lot of what are called generic drugs here, right? Which means they're not the brand name. It's the exact same thing, but it's cheaper, right? So if you're really cheap like me, you probably don't buy the name brand medicine. But I would still say I'm going to take some.Tylenol.
好，诶，除了吃药啊，还有一个，其实预防很重要， prevention is key.
That's right.
那说到预防呢，其实每一年这个 flu season or cold season,、
mm-hmm.
流感季，然后很多药房就会宣传，可以来打针，可以来打预防针。
Yes, that's right. So people get the flu shot.
Oh, so it's called...The flu shot.
Right.
Shot 就是打一针，对不对？
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bang. Right into your body.
那如果说我去打针了，可以怎么说？
You would probably just going to say, I'm going to get a shot.
所以还是用 get 这个，然后你已经打了，可以说 Oh, I got the flu shot.
Right.
Okay. 好，那诶，接下来我们说一点感冒会出现的 symptoms,、
okay.
一些症状吧，比如说咳嗽。
Oh, cough.
Cough,、
mm-hmm.
这个 cough 的拼法就其实很像那个 enough.
Right, right.
C-O-U-G-H, 但这里的这个 O-U-G-H 是发
Oh, like coffee.
对，是发 off 的音、mm-hmm. 对吧？好，那还会打喷嚏。
Oh, sneeze.
对 ,sneeze.、
Mm-hmm.
诶，那如果流鼻涕呢？
Oh, well, that happens a lot to a lot of people, and that's having a runny nose.
所以就没有用鼻涕那个名词。
No.
英语里有鼻涕的说法吗？
I'm not sure about that. But anyway, runny nose is pretty common in cold and flu season. And it can be common just among little kids. I mean, you must have wiped lots of runny noses.
Runny nose, 是因为 runny 它的一个意思就是那种很稀的。对吧 ,liquidy, 然后你的鼻子里都是这种水水的东西 ,so you've got a runny nose.
Right, so runny is actually, it's sometimes a very gross word, but some people really like runny things, like runny eggs.
稀的鸡蛋。好，那另外感冒的时候也是觉得头很昏，没有力气。
Yeah, you're a bit drowsy.
Drowsy 就是就刚刚说的晕晕的是吧
？You're sort well. You're really tired. That's the point. Yeah, you could be a little dizzy. But like for example, if you're trying to drive a car when you're tired, that's you know you might call that drowsy driving.
Okay.
Not smart.
好。然后很多感冒药它也会说 doesn't cause drowsiness, 因为有一些感冒药吃了以后反而会让你很 drowsy.
Sure. I mean, a lot of the medicine, they market it as saying like, take this at night. This is nighttime medicine because it doesn't matter if you're drowsy at night, get some sleep. But yeah, daytime medicine, they do not want you to be drowsy.
所以日用药、夜用药就是 daytime 或者 nighttime medicine.
Mm-hmm. Right.
其实还有一个 symptoms 就是发烧，对不对？
Yes, fever.
那如果你发烧了，可以说
I got a fever. 就是 I got a fever.
Got 用到底的。
He gives me fever.
You can also say I have a fever.
Yeah, so again,、have and got, they 90% of the time you can switch those two words.、We just love the word got for some reason.
其实我们前面讲到吃药，后来发现北美人还有一个习惯，就是他说，你要多喝点鸡汤。So whenever you're having a cold, you've got the flu, or you're having a fever.
Yes.
妈妈或者 auntie 长辈的建议就是赶快喝鸡汤。
Yes, get some chicken soup.
但北美的这个鸡汤和我们中国的鸡汤还挺不一样的。
Where is it different?
就我觉得中国的鸡汤是比较清的，然后北美的鸡汤里面有很多蔬菜，然后有土豆，然后还有意大利面，就比较像粥。
Yeah, really.
Right?
It's hearty, a very hearty soup.
对对对 ,chicken soup.哎，所以说到底这种东西还是挺 global 挺全球化挺 universal 很普世的、mm-hmm. 生病了喝鸡汤好那当然最重要的还是要好好休息啊
Yes, you need to get a lot of rest
Oh, so get a lot of rest、
mm-hmm.
那如果我们要跟朋友说哦，你感冒了好好休息
Well, keep the word rest But maybe instead of saying You should get some rest You can say something like rest up
哦，后面加 up 这个介词、Rest up 是经常用来就给别人的一种关怀一种建议
Yes、
Rest up 好那另外祝他赶快康复呢
Okay, get well soon That's pretty common Or get better soon、
都可以啊对就每一次比如我们主播生病了然后请假说、Can I take a day off? I've got the flu 然后就、Rest up and get well soon、常常在一起使用
That's right、
好的那我们今天的课程就到这里当然希望大家都 stay healthy Remember an apple a day keeps the doctor away 所以还是 prevention 预防很重要啊。好今天的节目就到这儿 We'll see you next time
Alright bye guys